We started the shiur to help people fight the eight tyrants. If a person could be sitting learning Gemara, go learn Gemara. What are you doing here? That's the chilinus, it tries your Gemara to cut it off. It's not the goal is to keep those that were going on early, not from going on, that's all. So Moshe Rabbeinu took enormous effort to make sure that Torah which he got from Hashem is bidyuk what he handed over to us. Who batzma terech because of le Moshe Sefer Torah? He himself writes a Sefer Torah. Kedei shoter shum tols ba'atoka, so there should be no mistakes in the transmission of the Sefer Torah. V'kemi meshach ha'zores digdok Yisrael she'atek ha'torah she'piksav v'tsurim u'diyekes. Before by the Taimanim who had no contact with the rest of the Torah world for over 1,000, close to 2,000 years, when he eventually met up again, our Sefer Torah exactly the same. And they didn't have Torah Shabbat Peh, they never had Gemara. They had Torah Shabbat Peh, they never had Basri. Nine letters difference, but they're not fundamentally meaning.
Yeah, it's a eight or a nine.
Oh, so, but those are interchangeable, of the Aloha. Oh, so. The Lora Katar Shabbat Nishmaru, the Metakainta Hamukairis, it was kept in its original form. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu Balpe, that which Moshe Rabbeinu gave Balpe, Nishma Ba'am Yisrael B'tzurosa Midiyekes, has been kept by Klal Yisrael Midiyekes. Kol Ha'alochus, Kol Ha'dinim, Lepratem Dikdayim, Nishmaru Kafi Shenitla Moshe Mipi Agvura. It's hard to understand that. I don't have to understand how that is. You see, not like that. All the halachas, the dinim, the pratim, the dikdukim, have been guarded exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu got them from Mipir Gvura. Gamma Shalamdu Chachomim Etecha Torah, that which the Chachomim learned out of the Torah. The Gamma Shagozu Chachomim Lasse Saigla Torah, all the Gazelas that the Chachomim made. Hakol Nishmo Batsumi Dekas Kivi Shamozu Chachma Israel Hakoidmim.
Why? Because they got separated from
Am
Israel even before the Gemara was written?
Who? The Tamanim. Yeah, the original Kila left before the Babli. They had no contact with the rest of Shalish. There was no Talmud Babli in Yemen.
They didn't have a Talmud.
No, they never Talmud.
But they had a Rashi.
They had Mishnais. No, they had Mishnais. They didn't have Talmud. The family had no Talmud. All the Masoras they kept were from the Masoras they had from.
So how come they followed the Rambam in almost everything?
The Rambam brought their teachers to them. They had teachers to the Rambam. Rambam, they had to give us the Rambam, their letters, whatever. But they never had Babli. When they got Babli exactly, I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly when the Rambam sent them a copy of the Babli, I don't know. But there will all be Geras attacks, the Rambam wrote letters or whatever. But obviously this is Tarechi and Godel. What about all the Machlaikas? What about the Lachs of Begotten? What about all the Torah Begolus, the Torah in Golus? What about all that? Okay, so we'll discuss that at length later. There was a time that even the Machlaikas were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sana, and there's some that say, not like that, it's a big discussion. Someone wrote a whole book on this. There's a whole book written on the logic of Machlaikas or something. There's a book out there. Yeah, somebody wrote a whole book on Hilchos Machlaikas. Yeah, the logic of dispute or something, one of those academic words.
No, but we do have proof from that because we see that they had the same feeling and...
Good, but he's saying, yeah, that nothing, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu got from Hashem, we have today, that's what we have today. But that's impossible, because you see, there were a lot of that forgotten, and there are machlokes, and there are tekus, and the tekus also given us to Moshe. How did the teku happen? We don't have a paschal. So Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't have a paschal, we don't see that. I'm saying there's tashas here, but they are, it's the whole sugya. The whole big sugya. I want to ask for Peter for Charlie. He said the Torah is in Golas. Torah is in Golas, which means the Torah that we have is exactly everything correct. But there's a Golas. We don't have to access it. We don't have to grasp it. It's not there's a lack in the Torah. If you know how to learn properly, you would answer all your questions and series of difficulties. We don't have access to it, but the Torah itself is untainted. Okay, Tzarech Yim on that also. There are many questions on that approach as well. All right. We're just in the course outline. Haika Chi. The ninth of the ways. And him amin ben shleimish, as the Torah lo tiyeh mukhlifes. The Torah will never be changed. The Hashem's not going to come along and say, you know what, new Torah. There's not going to be another Torah that comes from Hashem. There's not going to be another Torah to anyone else. This is the only Torah there is, and there's not going to be change. There's not going to be a new one. Shezeres the Torah lo tiyeh mochlefes. Gam achreya emunah shehatorah hi min hashamayim. After we know that the Torah is from Shemayim, you can have a mamash 100% drop the Torah is min hashamayim. Which is called Moshe Kosovo nimsal Moshe Rabbeinu via Gvura, and everything that's written that Hashem gave to Moshe. At the end came as if Shurut sheyitonu chatzachilili. You could make a mistake and say she'ain dina Torah may. They're not relevant in our day. Things have changed since then. Today switching on the lights not so hard, so maybe it should be Mutan Shabbat. Yeah? There you have to wrap sticks together, so it took a long time. It's hard work. Today you just switch on the lights, so maybe the Torah has changed. Chas v'chalila. V'ki ein tzorich la'akpid al dinah shenemotzu lifnei alfei shanim. You don't have to be somebody that was born 2,000 years ago. The times have changed. So we know there's nothing going to change. Torah is not going to change. We might have changed, but the Torah is not going to change. And it's obvious. It's a natural outcropping. If Hashem gave the Torah, so Hashem took into account all the changes that were going to be made. Hashem knew about light switches. Hashem knew about microwave ovens. And Hashem knew about everything that was going to happen. He still gave that Torah. It's eternal. We'll come along a great person, yeah, and he'll say that Hashem gave him a new Torah, which we've had experience with. If it's got changes, even the slightest change of that which Moshe Rabbeinu got, like we have by the Christians and the Muslims and the Muslims, you should know that it's Sheker. The Torah is not in Shemayim. Even the Navi will come with Nevuah. He has no permission to change the Torah. The Torah will never be changed. Hashem doesn't have the right anymore to be able to change the Torah. The Torah was given to us, and we're in charge of the Torah now. The Nevim can't tell us what to do anymore. We pass it and we reel with Torah according to the Chachamim, not according to the Nevim anymore. So that's the understanding that the Torah is not changing and there's no new Torahs, and you have to hang in there. It's quite amazing. I mean, that's why a person who becomes a Christian, even if Christianity is not a Avodah Zarah, but a person becomes a Christian, that's one of the times of Kesha Bika. Or someone converts to Islam. What's the bad? He converts to Islam. It's not a Avodah Zarah, it's one God. Converts to Islam. So, okay, he's a naughty boy, he's not going to be doing the mitzvahs, but this is where the spirit creeps in. Fine. That's the end of the grouping of Torah. The last three, Atam Mitairim Ayad Vatachlis Hamusogim Ben Sois Kima Torah Mitzvah. The last three of the Korim are going to describe the destination, the purpose of what the Kima Torah is all about. You start with Hashem, then you start with the relationship with Hashem, then you start with Torah and Mitzvah, and then it comes to the destination. What's this all about? The imunah that a Kosbo who knows all the deeds that a person does and all their thoughts. Everything a person does, Hashem knows about. Because Hashem is the one that brings every action into being. And automatically he knows about it. The same as he knows about himself. Hashem knows what he's doing, so he knows what we're doing, because he and us are not separate. Why does it have to be that Hashem knows what you're doing because he's Moitzi Lepoel Kol Maisa? Why couldn't he just know it because he knows everything, because he's all encompassing? Why does it have to be because he's Poel the Maisa? Let him not be Poel the Maisa, he can still know everything that's going on. I don't know why he has to bring a Raya. I don't understand this Raya. Since Hashem knows everything, because that's the nature of infinite, you know everything. Why does it have to be because he's Poel the Maisa, therefore he knows about it? If he wasn't for the Maisa, he would still know everything. Tarichim. We call Machshavoyson,
That's why we got to the end, lots of kashas, and we've got to bring him in, and then we beat him up with all the kashas and get all the answers. He's never been unable to answer the kashas we gave him.
What?
In Beit Yehudi, we had a lot of difficult kashas. He answered every one of them like this. Solved the problems quite quickly. Okay, but that's the kasha. The kol machshavoisam, gam kol machshavos adam. Megamoisa v'retzainov. All these aspirations and his yearnings and desires. Ben shabayinian l'day maisa u'ben shalom v'olikol maisa. That which manifests eventually in an action and those that don't. Hashem yaday aleim v'ayinu ma'alim ayin mehem. Hashem knows about them and there's nothing hidden from him. V'af al-pish Hashem ne'ele mikol maisa. Even Hashem is way above all maisa. בכל אופן הוא משגיח על מייסה התחתונים כדי לתת שכה על טייף בחירוסם וכן אוהדים של בחיר שלא טייבו. Even though Hashem is way above all our little petty actions, Hashem watches over them and guards them and takes care of them in order that he should be able to give schah for the correct bechira and the opposite for the opposite bechira. Shema ayetze li chavam arayim alam achem. Atayim alam arayim zotanu shashem is boinem belibo is pene adam. The Torah teaches us that a Kodesh Baruch who meditates and deeply understands the hearts of every man. Umeivin alam agama shagor malam aysa. He understands the desire that gave rise to the maysa. Kedei letet lo schavoy in order to give schavoinish. Not the data philosophim shekofru ba'ashgocha. Not like the philosophers that deny Hashem's hashgocha. They claim that Hashem is way above everything. How elevated is Hashem? Way far away from us. Correct? Hashem's too busy with elevated things. There's no time for down here. He doesn't come down and deal with Bnei Adam. He created the world and he lives in his higher world. And down here, you send a body to deal with the local, the peasants, you know? The king doesn't go out and deal with every little villager that he has to, on his rule. He rules from the palace and he sends servants to deal with the low lowlifes. It's not true. Every detail of every deed is very important to Hashem. Nothing gets lost, nothing gets forgotten. It's all there in Hashem's mind. He called Maisa Pearl Tikkun Vishlemus Labriya Kulu. Or Kilkul Chatzal Chalila. Because everything a person does, either brings a tikkun or a kilkul to the world. That's Lamaisa, the definition of Telem Elokim. Ayn Benesh Rechaim in the first Shai goes to discussing, that's exactly what it means to be Telem Elokim, that everything we do raises and lowers the world. Kol Maisa Metzadas Levnivne Haklali Shal Shleimus Sabriya. Everything a person does joins together with this total building which is called Shleimus Sabriya, the completion of creation. So it's Galah B'Yom Adin HaGadol B'Tchir Sameisim, which we'll have access to, will be revealed to us in the Yom HaGadol and B'Tchir Sameisim. So that is an imunah in the Hashgacha practice of Hashem. But Hashem is personally involved in our lives, he's watching, he's looking, he knows, he understands. It's all revealed before him. The Nevi Shem goes one step further. He proves it by our logic. Since Hashem created everything by his Rotson, so if he would stop thinking about that thing, the thing would cease to exist. Because it only exists as the Rotson of Hashem that it should exist. This is only an act of Hashem will exist. If Hashem would not will this to exist, it would cease to exist. So if Hashem would forget about this thing, it couldn't be here, because then he wouldn't be willing it to exist. Not that he willed it to exist and now just carries on its own. It can't be for Yeshmi Ayin. What kingdom does it have? The only cue it has is because Hashem is mekayming it now. So if Hashem forgot about it, so then he wouldn't be mekayming it. It wouldn't exist. That applies to us as well. Hashem would forget about me for half an hour, a second, I'd cease to exist. It means Hashem's thinking about me now and willing me to exist. You want something more intimate than that? You want more personal attention than that? You don't get more personal attention than that. Even if you go private, you don't get such personal attention.
The 11th of the Korin. Ani ma'amin v'shleim v'shavayis v'shmoy goymel toiv l'shoyim v'mizvoyzoy u'manish lo'evdei mitzvosu lo'evdei mitzvosu. Hashem is goymel toiv to those that keep his mitzvot, and he punishes those that don't do his mitzvot.
Why is this so critical? Why is this such a major ikka? Hakadosh Baruch Hu Veilo Mashpia Schar Berotzon Ba'Ava Shizu Hi Mashmais Loshen Gaimel Toiv. Oh, he picked that up. Gaimel Toiv means a toiv that was given without being deserved. We're talking about Sfaya, which means it is deserved. How can you talk about Hashem is most Gaimel Toiv?
Gemilas Chasadim means that you can't even have something really deserved. Schar is you did A, you get reward, cause and effect. Yeah, the Rambam defines it as Gremel Toif, which means he's Mashpir Schar Berotzen Uba'ava. Not just that you did this, you get this. The Schar you get is way, way above anything you deserve. It's done with enormous chesed and avodah.
Just the opportunity to get this chesed in itself.
Huh?
Opportunity to get the chesed in itself.
The mitzvah is the opportunity to get the
fact that we've been created. With this thing of getting the chesed.
That itself is a chesed. Achinami. That's the biggest chesed. The mere fact that you exist is the greatest chesed that there is.
That's the thing that we got for free.
Speaks about that a lot. He speaks about that Nakud a lot. That the greatest chesed that we have is just the mere fact that we're alive. If Hashem would do nothing else for us, just put us in this world alive, the chorus of Torah we have to Hashem just for that is way above our understanding. Of course, it's beyond our sense. We don't understand. What's the big deal with being alive? So I wouldn't be born. No, Nishkafela. What would I have lost? This is the Nakuda. Because by being alive, you have the ability to get the Schar of Olam Haba. If you weren't alive, you wouldn't have the ability to get the Schar of Olam Haba. That's the Ikka Chesed.
This
comes down to the core of what reality is about. The whole purpose of the Bria was in order for Hashem to do good, to bestow good on that which He created. Hashem wants to give schar. That's the whole reason why He created the world. But someone's mother wants to feed her child. Because she loves it. Hashem loves it. He wants to give. So the greatest chesed. The greatest tachlis of the prayers in order for Hashem to do good for us. So if there wouldn't be a thing called schar, then the whole prayer wouldn't have any purpose. Hashem created the world in order to do good, to give us good. So if He didn't give us good, if there wasn't schar, He wouldn't be able to give us good. So then the whole purpose of the prayer just came to no reason to have the prayer here. Correct?
No.
Just get the principles clear again. Hashem created the world. Why? Because it's the nature of good to give. Hashem is ultimately as good as He wants to give. He's got no one to give to. So He created the world in order to be able to give. But Hashem doesn't want to just give good. He wants to give the ultimate good. The ultimate good is what? Is Hashem Himself. So Hashem wants to give Himself to that which He created, because He is the ultimate good. But there's one problem. If I give you charity, that's not the ultimate good. I have to give you charity in a way that you don't feel indebted. It means I have to give you the ability to earn it. So Hashem created a world in which we can earn the good that He ultimately wants to give us, because that's the ultimate good. But He really wants to give it to us, even if we don't earn it. Just He can't, because that's not the ultimate good. So yeah, the big secret is we have the ability to give something to Hashem. You give Hashem the ability to give to you. When you do the mitzvahs and you allow Hashem to give you schar, you're allowing Hashem to do what He created the world for, which is to give. Because if you don't do the mitzvah, He can't give you no matter how much He wants to, and you're depriving Him of His desire, kavyochel, to give. You hear that? Big top. Big league. That's the basic principle the Rambam describes. That's what it means that we parted in creation with Hashem. And of course, when you don't do the mitzvah, then Hashem has to manish you. The Einish is only there in order to get you to the point where you can ultimately receive the ultimate good. The Einish is not there to bash you so that Hashem can't give you. The Einish is there in order to get you to the point where you will be able to get the reward.
What's Gehenna? Gehenna is there to get you the point. Hashem can now give you the reward. Obviously, Hashem wants you to do it the easy way. He doesn't want you to go that way. Because the Rambam said, everyone's going to go where they've got to go. Hashem's not, Hashem didn't start this business to fail. Hashem's a good businessman. If he starts a business, it's going to succeed. So if Hashem created this business, and every Jew's going to have to go where every Jew's going to have to go, you just choose which way you go. Do you go the nice way or the not such nice way? Do you go b'chata b'chaim or do you go b'chata the opposite of chaim? But they're both b'chiras, those are both choices. Therefore, there has to be schar v'einish. Schar in order to give you what Hashem wants to offer to give you. And einish in order to wake you up so that you eventually go and do what you have to do in order to get schar. Imagine what you can read into two lines of... No, we've learned the background here. If the punishment is given to a Rosh, it's also for his good. In order to miskapa for his sins, it's midas hamishpat. In order to become midas hamishpat, whatever that is. I'll explain now. Ach ein ze ikir tzonis baruch sheboreis ha'ilam lahitiv lo atov shleimah. The Ikarotan Hashem is not to give ancient to those that don't do his rotsa. It's to bring them to the point where they can get schar. But Midas HaMishpat requires that there's an einesh for what you don't do good. Because if not, so then what was the reward for doing good? There has to be a bechira, means you have to be able to choose either way. If nothing happens to you if you do bad, so then what's the bechira now? It's not balanced. There's another reason why you need Tzchav O'inesh. Because if there's no Tzchav O'inesh, what do you have? Indifference. It makes no difference. There's nothing worse than indifference. Indifference is the worst klala that a person can have. To know that what you do makes no difference is the worst klala. For a child to know that his parents don't care about him, bichlal, is the worst torture. A child who gets clapped and screamed at is much better off than a child that just is like, no fpatli. Correct? If there's no schav o'enish, it means Hashem doesn't care about me. He's indifferent to what I do. It's a terrible pain. It means Hashem is intimately involved in everything we do. He wants to bestow all this good on us, and when we're not doing right, He wants to correct us that we can get back on our feet and do the right stuff. Schav o'enish is one of the most fundamental needs in any relationship. There's consequences. If there's no consequences, the kid just do whatever he wants, when he wants, how he wants, whatever. That's a terrible, terrible thing for a child. Okay, the 12th way. Animam b'shleimish gvias haMashiach. That's how we started here. Rafal pi shemit mameho al kol ze achakele b'kol yoyim sheyavo. This is the only one of the ikarim. We actually have to do something. The others you just have to mamin. Yeah, you have to mamin in bias haMashiach. Fine. And now, no, even though he's delaying, I still wait for him every day. None of the other Ikarim have that sort of, you know, I believe in Tzchav O'enesh, and every day I'm kind of like waiting for my Tzchav. No, I believe in Mashiach, so Mashiach comes, he comes. Why can't I just believe in Mashiach? No, even though he's delayed, I wait for him the whole Yom Shiyahu. I wait for him every day. Clear. Mashiach is not going to come just so that he should bestow good on the tzaddik. It's going to be good for the whole world. The Beis Hamikdash will be built and the world will be shalom. And the whole of humanity will be raised to Adam Arishan before the Chet. All those people that wanted to be mashlim themselves with Torah mitzvahs but never had the opportunity, the galus, the old panos, whatever the reasons were, so all those people that wanted to be mashlim themselves, they didn't have the midas they needed. When Mashiach comes, you'll be given a chance to be mashlim yourself in a way that you can't now. In other words, everyone wants to do the right thing now. We're battling strength, but it's hard. It's hard. Everyone wants to be a tzaddik. Everyone wants to do the Rotsan Hashem, but it's hard. You got to go to work. You got to deal with the world up there. There's tears. You don't have all the mailing you need. You don't have all the opportunities you need. When Mashiach comes, you'll have all the opportunities you need to be the biggest tzaddik you wanted to be. That's what your Moshe Mashiach is going to be. The opportunity to be the best person you can be.
And I mean, Lord Rak the Biyosai, we don't just believe that he's going to come. Elegam the Kochenu La'aviyot. We believe in our ability to bring it. Beyadeinu Lachzor B'tshuva. We have the ability, it's in our hands, to be Chayza B'tshuva. Vaza Mashiach Yigam Yad. Mashiach will come immediately. It's a promise that when the Kohen sold us Tshuva, Mashiach will come immediately. Hayoyim im Bekoyli Tishmol to Hashem. Hayoyim, today, if you listen to me, Mashiach will come.
No, Rosh Hashanah is in 2 weeks' time. I'll do it in 2 weeks' time. Well, what's the rush?
Well, tshuva now. You've got to prepare. Rosh Hashanah, your kippah, I'll do tshuva. Hayoyim, hayoyim. L'chein lo ilav lo yis yaish. Af im yitmahem milavo ki biyadein v'kol shali gren v'yosa v'shubayin el Hashem.
Even though we don't give up, because even though he's delaying, it's in our hands to bring Mashiach now. Unless you believe he's already come, and then you don't have to worry about it.
That's why the Zisker of Hell, that you hold Mashiach's already yeah, and it's not Mashiach, you're a place of Eka. I don't know if you're talking like that for Halacha, but there's shitters out there that hold that if you hold Mashiach yeah, and he's not, you're a place of Eka, because you're not waiting for Mashiach anymore, because Mashiach's already yeah. And one of the Korim is not just to believe that Mashiach is going to come, it's to wait for him. Well, if you stop waiting for him because he's here, so
that's
fear. He has an abundance of you. You're not waiting anymore. You're not. No, you're not waiting for Mashiach anymore. Mashiach's here. Yeah. No. Until he does everything he's supposed to do, he's not Mashiach. The Rambam says until he does he may be a candidate. Bar Kochma, for example, that's the example the Rambam brings, was a candidate Mashiach. Even Rabbi Akiva felt he was, and then he got killed, so he wasn't anymore, because he didn't do what he had to do. But until he did what he had to do, he wasn't Mashiach. So they're still waiting for Mashiach every day. But if you hold Mashiach yeah, and he's done everything he has to do, he's just waiting to reveal himself. According to the Biskrov, you're a Kaif. Not even a person's like that, it is halachic ramifications today, but that's not the point. The point is this is the Ikka, this is where it comes from. I believe Mashiach, I believe in Mashiach. Are you waiting for him every day? You can believe in him and not wait for him, you're okay to be here. Not so those people that believe that Shaphat C was Mashiach, they stopped waiting for Mashiach. They're on their way back to Eretz Yisrael. They closed the businesses. They stopped waiting for Mashiach. According to this, if you hold. No, yeah, we can have Mashiach Ben David, Mashiach. And so, that's a Mashiach. It's a chana for Mashiach.
But the person who's going to the Mashiach is going to build the Beit Hamikdash and that, all that.
Mashiach Ben David. Look in the Rambam, the first. Furush in the Rambam. There's other Ishaim Adana, the Rambam Paskin, the Furush. Mashiach Ben Yosef gets killed before Mashiach Ben David comes. Go look in the Rambam. You see the Rambam? Oh. Go slog me up. Alright, let's just finish up quickly. Ain dai be munish yov Mashiach. And then we'll tapoy to the chakos to be offered. It's not enough that we have imunah that Mashiach will come. We have to wait and yearn for his coming. Shagam zeh meikah imunah v'mashiach. Because that's part of the ikah of the imunah v'mashiach. Okay, we'll go below in the Rambam. Melech HaMashiach Asid La'amoyed El'achzi Malchus David Le'yishon V'kol Mishayinu Ma'amin Bo V'mishayinu Mechake Le'biyosei. Melech HaMashiach in the future will come and return the Malchus of David to its rightful place, and whoever doesn't believe or whoever doesn't wait for him to come, Lo B'Shah Nevim Bilvad Hu Kofer, not only has he been Kofer in the Nevim, Ele B'Toyr V'Moshe Rabbeinu. He's been Kofer in Toyr V'Moshe Rabbeinu. Not just he doesn't believe Mashiach is coming, but he's not waiting for it. Clear. It's so easy to go over this one. You can go sometimes 2 weeks and not even think about Mashiach. What were you doing those 2 weeks? Pray for Victor because you weren't waiting? What a fuck of this. Kizu Ika Hamagama Shalom. She talking the Malkus Shaka, the Shalom Kola Noshim, Lashli, Mesatma, the Torah of Victor. Because that is the Ika. Yearning of the world is to be able to massacre in the world the Malchus Shaka, and that we're able to go and mashlim ourselves via Torah and mitzvahs. Me shayinu machakel akach usorah lo ikka magam azu.
Somebody doesn't have this. He's lacking the ikka aspiration of what a person is supposed to be aspiring towards. Is shleimer. So if you're not waiting every day for Mashiach to be able to do what you're supposed to do, then you're lacking this basic aspiration of what a Jew is supposed to have. Rav Tavoy says people wait for Mashiach to come so they can be happy. He says if you're not happy now, you're not going to be happy when Mashiach comes. Mashiach's not going to make you happy. He's going to give you the opportunity to be mashling yourself, but that's not going to make you happy. You have to be happy now. And now just be very upset and frustrated that you can't be mashling yourself. And you wait for Mashiach to be mashling yourself. But if you're miserable now, you're going to be miserable when Mashiach comes as well. So you have to be happy now.